prophet Nathan, speaking on behalf of God, has some words for David. We recall that David enjoys a favored place in God's heart from his youth, and the prophet reminds him how he has arrived at all his good fortune. It's the same way we all have. God says to David through Nathan, I will preserve the offspring of your body after you and make his sovereignty secure. It is he who shall build a house for my name, and I will make his royal throne secure forever. With these words, folks, Israel has communicated to them what we call the messianic promise. The prophet is telling, of course, of Jesus. And we discover the entire First Testament scriptures are really all oriented towards Jesus the Christ. Now, a good teacher plants seeds of inquiry in their student's mind, and a great teacher moves them from the mind to the heart. In a time before Google and smartphones and tablets and so forth, the only mass media, really, is a wise teacher's charisms. People can save and share and take away only as much as their brain and their heart have capacity. In these types of oral-based traditions, it is critical that the teacher share a memorable story. Well, we know Jesus uses many wonderful parables to impart God's wisdom, as we hear again today. This word of God, we learn, is the seed into which faith is planted and germinates. Yet today it seems many others are erring the Christian story from shallow depth and with alarming degrees of accuracy. Folks, we need to know the word of God we claim as our own. Who will we allow to tell the Christian story, and who is more equipped than us? We ought not to allow others to tell our story. And what better moment than now to give the world our living testimony? Jesus doesn't normally interpret his parables, but in this case he does. And far be it for me to try to expound on how Jesus perfectly explains the word of God as the seed and the act of sowing. But for homework, I invite you to return to this chapter of Mark's gospel. It's chapter 4. And sit with it for a while and allow the immensity of God's love we discover from the word of God to burn in your hearts.